From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast. Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Penny Nelson. The wildfire that has ravaged Griffith Park in Los Angeles continues to burn, but Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says the tide is turning in our favor, with the blaze 75% surrounded. Firefighters expect the blaze will be fully contained by this evening, but will keep 30 fire companies at the scene overnight to make sure it does not come back to life. The cause of the fire is still unknown. California's top elections official says security tests on every kind of voting machine used in the state will begin next week. Yesterday, Secretary of State Deborah Bowen released her final plans for a new examination of voting security. But as Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports, some local elections officials say the process could lead to more questions than answers.
Secretary of State Deborah Bowen released a draft plan for new testing on voting machines last month. The tests will examine the accuracy and security of the machines, as well as accessibility for disabled voters. But now, Bowen says she has abandoned her original criteria for testing both electronic touchscreen machines and those that count paper ballots.
Instead of using a set of standards that we've created, we have asked the experts to create measuring sticks and to provide an independent technical evaluation of the voting systems.
Bowen says the goal is to assess whether the voting machines comply with existing election laws. But all of this is leaving some local elections officials perplexed. Connie McCormick is Registrar of Voters in Los Angeles County.
We really asked for more specifics, and what we got now is the opposite of that. We got more ambiguity.
McCormick and others say many of the researchers chosen are vocal skeptics of touchscreen machines and may not be objective. And they remain concerned about Secretary Bowen's desire to allow a team of hackers to try and break into the machines, a test some local officials say will not simulate real-world conditions of how voting machines are used on Election Day. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
One out of five Californians has no health insurance. And as lawmakers and Governor Schwarzenegger tackle health care reform, one of the key points you'll hear is that covering the uninsured is essential for reducing the cost of health care. That's true enough, but like anything, it isn't that simple. Among the problems that drive up health care costs is one that baffles economists. KQED's Sarah Varney walks us through it, beginning in the emergency room at San Francisco's California Pacific Medical Center.
When people who don't have health insurance get an eye infection or an asthma attack or break their arm, they end up here in the emergency room.
My name is Manny. I'm the charge nurse on day shift.
So when people come in here to the emergency room, do you actually ask them for an insurance card? And if they don't have insurance, what do you do?
No, not necessarily. We triage them right away because we cannot refuse anybody. We treat people with or without insurance.
The hospitals often send a bill which goes unpaid. So the hospitals shift those costs onto those with health insurance. Two healthcare analysts calculated that that results in about a 10% increase in the healthcare premiums for Californians, about $1,200 per family. Lawmakers in Sacramento have introduced several proposals to expand health care coverage. While that may seem like a difficult task, it isn't rocket science, says UC San Diego professor Rick Kronick, the health care policy expert.
We know how to get everybody covered. This is not a sort of technical mystery. It's a political problem. But there are lots of different ways to make sure that everybody gets health insurance, and every other developed country in the world has figured out a way of doing this.
Under Governor Schwarzenegger's plan, all Californians would be required to have insurance. I asked the governor's Undersecretary of Health and Human Services, Ruth Liu, if that happened, if everyone had insurance, would premiums come down 10%? Liu says she can't say for certain.
What we are saying is that by mitigating that cost shift through covering the uninsured, that we will lower the rate of growth in the future.
Healthcare economists pretty much agree that with everyone insured, healthcare premiums might not grow as fast as they do now, though it's unlikely anyone's monthly premium payment would actually drop. But now, here's the real mind-bender. Although the uninsured turn to expensive emergency rooms for medical treatment, more often they just don't get any care at all. So if with the stroke of the governor's pen, everyone in California was required to have health insurance, all of those newly insured people might actually get regular medical care.
And so if uninsured people become insured, we'd expect their health care utilization to almost double. And if nothing else changed, that would lead to some increase in health care expenditures.
So now you just have more people spending more money on health care that costs more and more every year. The real dilemma, says UCSD Professor Kronick, is how to slow down those persistent escalating costs.
Controlling the rate of growth of expenditures is not going to be easy, and we don't really know how to do it.
Everyone you stop on the street has a theory about what drives costs: drug companies, malpractice lawsuits, smokers. Larry Levitt, vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation and one of the architects of President Clinton's failed health care reform efforts, says those are all secondary factors.
Most economists would say, and I'd agree, that what really drives the cost of health care over the long term is medical technology. New drugs, new x-ray machines, new scanners, new surgical techniques. Those are all the things that account for the bulk of the increase in health care costs. And nothing we've ever done really gets at that problem.
Part of the difficulty in reining in costs is the fact that the U.S. has a fragmented payment system, says Professor Kronick. The private market has dozens of insurers offering thousands of plans, and it's difficult for any one payer to create the right incentives to control costs.
It is also probably the case that if we were smarter about how we did this, we could have a somewhat slower rate of growth of new technology and still get maybe even as much or more increase in quality or quantity of life, because it is certainly the case that a lot of the way the new stuff is used doesn't do much to actually make us any healthier.
The governor and lawmakers tout cost control measures like preventing obesity, but many healthcare economists say someone, the state, insurers, hospitals, someone needs to mercilessly evaluate new whiz-bang technologies and recommend which ones are worth the price. That doesn't seem to be a battle lawmakers are willing to fight right now until they've gotten past the problem of covering the uninsured. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
That's the California Report for Thursday, May 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. AARP and its more than 3 million California members working to ensure access to affordable, quality health care for all Californians. Online at aarp.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California, at calhospitalcompare.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.